We're in the studio this morning with the Peanut Butter Pyramid crew. Good morning to Angie and Kenya. How are you guys doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yes, good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome, guys.
Already, it's back.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're talking back to school here a bit. I know, Angie, your kid's going back to school.
That's right.
Yes.
I just got a new backpack for my soon-to-be kindergartner.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Time flies, I'm telling you.
Yes. Kenya, are you sending anybody back to school?
All of my kids are all grown up, so they're backpacks this year.
Yeah, you're in the same boat I am, but
yes.
Still fun.
Empty nesting is nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the reason we're here is to talk Peanut Butter Pyramid with the Food Bank for the Heartland and Bakers teaming up once again this year. Thank you so much.
We are thrilled to be partnering with Bakers and with Star 104.5 to host the second annual Peanut Butter Pyramid that starts this Friday and goes through August 19th.
And Kenya, this is not the first round. We did this again last year.
Absolutely,
and yes. You guys were so eager to hop on board. We were really pleased that you guys did.
Yes, with our initiative of Zero Hunger, Zero Waste, we want to end hunger in the community. So we support our local food bank and hope to raise lots of peanut butter this year.
All right. Well, last year, on our first annual, we had 7,650 jars of peanut butter.
We saw every single jar, too.
We saw every single jar. So do we have a particular goal this year, Angie?
We're hoping to surpass that, mm-hmm. And we are really calling on the community to help us out. As Heartland kids are getting ready to go back to school, we really need your help collecting jars of peanut butter for our neighbors in need, or a peanut-free alternative. So you can bring your donations to any Baker's location in the Omaha Metro, or you can purchase jars while you shop.
And I remember that last year. And what's really great is you're shopping for your kids. Just pick up an extra for a child in need.
Yes, absolutely.
How easy is that, Kenya, at the cash register?
It's very easy. We also have donations where you can do a $1 or $5 or $10 donation instead of buying a jar of peanut butter. And this year, Baker's is going to start out the campaign with donating 2,500 jars of peanut butter to get us started.
Wow.
Awesome. Wow. There you go.
Sheesh. Now, I see you brought a couple of boxes with you back there. Is this what we're going to be looking for?
Yes, you need to look for the box that's going to be marked with the peanut butter pyramid and just drop your peanut butter right off in the box.
Okay. We got to get a picture of that for Instagram.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Now, Angie, tell us why peanut butter.
Well, peanut butter is a staple item in so many families' pantries, and it's also among the most distributed item at Food Bank for the Heartland. Last year, we distributed more than 175,000 pounds of peanut butter to children, families all across Nebraska and Western Iowa.
And not just for the fun of it either. There's a real need here.
There is.
Yes, absolutely. This year in particular, the peanut butter pyramid is critical because thousands of Heartland families continue to seek help in the aftermath of the devastating flooding that we experienced during the spring. So many homes, businesses, farms, and communities were just devastated. And Food Bank for the Heartland is committed to helping, you know, these communities get the support that they need. And we're so grateful for partners like Baker's and others in the community that really support our mission and want to help our neighbors in need.
And the thing I love about peanut butter is it's nutritious.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anybody who doesn't love it. So that, too. And Chris and I are going to be out at a couple of the local bakers, too. And we would just love to see you. Like last year, I remember so many people just coming up telling us their stories and how they were happy to help and just bringing on the peanut butter.
Yeah.
So it's great that we have different ways to do it. They can also do it online and texting, right?
Yes, you can visit foodbankheartland.org to make a financial donation online or text to give as well.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I'm going to be out at one of the bakers here coming up this Saturday.
Right.
So we'll have more info on that throughout the week here. But stop on by. We'll be broadcasting, asking you to either bring peanut butter or if it's easy. You guys may have a jar or two, Kenya, sitting there at Baker's, I'm guessing.
Yes, we will be ready for your needs.
I remember the pallets that were set up. It's
yeah.
like just grab and pay and away you go. It's
yeah.
really easy. You guys make it easy, but you also make it important. So thank you.
We're happy to be helping.
Well, I think we got a great team together, and we are going to surpass 7,650 jars there for sure.
Are you going to be counting them all so we can have a countdown?
We have some of our incredible team in our distribution center mm-hmm. that handle all of that for us. They do a great job.
Yeah, they're so wonderful over there.
All right. Well, we applaud both Food Bank for the Heartland and Baker's. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, nice work, and let's do this.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.